escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Erin doing a number at the beaches in our area, so much so that Governor Murphy declared a state of emergency in New Jersey over the rough surf, wind, and potential for coastal flooding.
Most of the weather fatalities, overwhelmingly the weather fatalities we've had during our time in office have been due to water, folks drowning. So don't take any chances. That's the other plea. Not just don't go in the ocean, which you clearly shouldn't do, but don't go down that road where there's a sign that says road flooded, do not pass.
On Long Island, they were looking at waves as high as 10 feet, and so the warnings to stay out of the water are still in effect there. Question now, how much longer will this last? Let's get the answer from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Susan, the short answer is at least another 24 hours. The life-threatening rip currents and dangerous surf will persist today, along with coastal flooding in many communities, especially for the South Shore of Long Island and at the Jersey Shore. While the seas will subside tonight and into the day tomorrow, the rip current risk, unfortunately, is going to remain high through the day tomorrow before things calm down even more tomorrow night and Sunday. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg, the New York's weather station, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
As Eric Adams asked New Yorkers for a second term, more members of his inner circle or hit with criminal charges.
She walked in wearing a gold jumpsuit, handcuffs, and her head held high. Ingrid Lewis Martin told the judge she's pleading not guilty to all of the charges she's facing, as she's accused of accepting more than $75,000, as her son Glenn allegedly pocketed $50,000 towards his production company. And that's not all. Prosecutors say that she traded these favors for cash gifts, even VIP treatment inside of city agencies, where she texted officials to speed up processes and expedite contracts. Well, the judge allowed her to take the handcuffs off, but did require her to turn over her passport and let the courts know if she does any traveling more than 7 days in the country. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also charged, Jesse Hamilton, the commissioner of the Department of Citywide Administrative Services, who's accused of taking bribes in exchange for using his post to fast-track construction projects. His attorney says Hamilton stepped down so he can give full attention to these false allegations. President Trump saying this after a New York appeals court said he did not have to pay the $500 million judgment in the civil case brought against him and the Trump Organization by New York Attorney General Letitia James.
You know, they stole $550 million from me with a fake case, and it was overturned. They said this was a fake case. It's terrible thing, but it's a nice victory, you know. I mean, it's not bad, you know. We all have our limits, but this was a terrible thing that done. It was a witch hunt.
None of the five judges on the panel called the case fake. Two said it should be retried, while the majority said Trump was properly held liable for business fraud. They all agreed that the fine was excessive. In response, the state attorney general James saying the ruling shows her case has merit, and that she will appeal to the state's highest court to try and reinstate the penalty. A sixth person has died in the Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem, and all 111 people have been sick, and seven are still in the hospital. The question being asked, how much more could the city health department and building owners be doing to prevent something like this?
Building owners are the first line of responsibility, required to test the cooling towers 4 times a year.
If you stop funding public health, you get outbreaks like this.
Former city health official Dr. Jay Varma says the way to hold those owners to account is with a fully funded and staffed health department.
I strongly suspect, you know, that there's a lot less funding and a lot less staffing than there used to be in the past.
As for what's happening now,
they need to be looking at the buildings in all of those areas where there have been, you know, positive Legionnaires cases in the past, and at least double checking them right now to make sure that building owners have been complying.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There's an arrest now in one of the adult toy tossing incidents at New York Liberty Games. This is the one at Barclays Center, where police say 32-year-old Charles Burgess of Ohio was the one who pelted a 12-year-old girl with one of these things. There have also been incidents in Phoenix, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Burgess is charged with 2 counts of assault. There was a sign that had gone up warning people that pet ashes might be damaging the tree, but now a pet memorial in Central Park that went viral online is no more.
Nothing lasts forever, not even the forever tree. It stood nearly half a century as a tribute to pets.
Just to think that there was a tree hidden somewhere in Central Park in New York City, that there's this tree dedicated to the love between pet owners and their pets. How could one not be completely moved by that?
Larry Kloss says the tree weakened over time and never recovered.
It was really due to a combination of environmental factors, all of which include like drought, extreme cold.
He says the loss is personal.
There's a bit of a stump there now, and I just kind of lost it.
Reduced to a stump, but the memories still stand tall. Darius Rantzias, 1010 Wins and 92.3 FM.
There was an ICE raid in Edison, New Jersey yesterday. It was the second time they targeted a complex of warehouses along Patrick Avenue. At least 50 people were questioned, and there are reports that dozens were taken into custody. So far, no comment from Homeland Security, but Senators Cory Booker and Andy Kim released a joint statement condemning the whole thing. So if you lose something in the subway or maybe on the Long Island Railroad, how likely is it that you'll get it back? The MTA made a move to find out.
It was a test that MTA Inspector General Daniel Court hoped the LIRR and the New York City Transit would have passed. The testers turned in items they claimed were found on trains and buses to see if they ever would be given back to the owners.
Unfortunately, only one of 24 items that the team turned in to New York City Transit was ultimately retrieved by our office. Long Island Railroad fared a little better than that. We got back 9 of 19 items.
He says the agencies did accept the recommendations for improvement.
People lose things. I want riders to feel like there's a good chance that they'll get those items back.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
If you missed the big giveaway at Yankee Stadium, you can still get the prize for a price.
It's the Yankees. It's the Red Sox. It's...
I think it might be possible to add a little shelf like... For an alarm clock?
George Costanza bobblehead night.
Everybody loves George.
Judging by the thousands who got here hours before the gates opened, that's true. You could also take a look online, where people have listed the bobbleheads for sale before they even get them, for hundreds.
I'm definitely keeping mine, but I've had multiple friends already text me and be like, oh, you got there early, now cash in.
The first 18,000 fans have that opportunity. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Yankee Stadium.
So admit it, when you go to a restaurant, fast food or otherwise, do you order a kid's meal for yourself? New survey from Lightspeed Commerce finds nearly half of us do. 2 reasons: smaller portions and lower prices. The most recent consumer price index showed that the cost of dining out has risen 3.9% in the last year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.